Moncrief on News Talk.
A new study conducted in the UK has looked at the amount of time people are put on hold when calling the British Tax Office. The average time has gone up 350% in the last 5 years. And they totted up what the total waiting time for everybody was in the year 22 to 23. And the figure they came up with was about 800 years. Now, that's the, you know, cumulative number, of course. In Ireland, our various state bodies, relatively speaking, aren't that bad. But for many of our private companies, that's a different matter. We're joined by the consumer journalist, Siobhan Maguire. Afternoon, Siobhan.
Afternoon, Sean. I thought you were going to hum in Greensleeves there to remind us all.
Yeah, can you just hold there for a second? And then we'll, but government departments and kind of local authorities and that kind of thing, how do they do generally speaking?
Yeah, so I mean, I wish we had parity in terms of the kind of accumulation of information on companies, public and private sectors here, so we can basically get a real tally or insight into just how long people are waiting on the phone when they're trying to get through to, say, the HSE revenue or the flip side of that, banks and mobile phone companies. We do have a little bit of data available to us in terms of how these companies are performing. We have this thing called the CX company provides a list every year, and it looks at kind of reputation of companies from the eyes of customers. It doesn't kind of zone in on how long people are waiting on to get through to a human being within the company to speak with them. But sometimes, quite a lot of the time, our kind of HSCs and revenues are in the middle of that table. And then kind of you have the mobile phone companies just a little bit above of them. And then you have kind of public sector companies like the likes of RTE doing not very well in its most recent one. Mm-hmm. But when we look at companies that we complain about, so this is where the CCPC get their customer complaints, and about 40,000 of us complained last year. And in March of this year, they showed us that the likes of Air, Ryanair, Currys, Vodafone, Harvey Norman were in the top five. And you can argue that people were complaining about faults or refunds or something else. But when it comes to waiting on the telephone to get through to somebody, Sean, you're waiting to speak to somebody over a query or a problem you have. And then waiting can very often turn into a second problem because it just takes far too long to try and get through. And we do have a kind of 2 hour waiting time attributed to our banks alone. And that was in 2022. That was done by the central bank. Now, they say that it has improved, that times have improved in terms of your call being answered. But in that particular year, they found that in one particular bank, 50% of these calls were just being abandoned. Basically, people were holding, and in the end, they were just hung up on, essentially.
Yeah, yeah. And that's it. That you almost, if you know, particularly if it's a bank, if you have to make a call, you almost have to make yourself a nice sandwich, put it on speakerphone, you know, read the paper for a while, that kind of thing, and have the time to waste.
You absolutely do. And then you have that awful, annoying voice coming through over whatever awful music you're being subjected to in the first instance, saying, "Your call is important to us. Please hold." And that goes on and on and on. So we do know that waiting times can be in or around the 20 minutes to half an hour here to even longer. I was calling my own bank a couple of months ago, and it was 38 minutes before I actually had a human voice at the end of the phone. It's extremely frustrating.
Yeah. And then you get to a human, the human says, "Oh, you're actually, we don't deal with that particular aspect of stuff. You have to dial this number," and then you're, you know, and then
exactly
suddenly you're asking for a loan for your funeral. You've aged so much in the intimate. Yeah. Another thing that they do is when they make that announcement about how important your call is to them, they keep trying to redirect you to their website. Sometimes you might suspect that there's a deliberate, systems in these companies are deliberately designed to just keep you moving in a loop so that, particularly if it's a complaint, you'll eventually give up.
Well, yeah. I mean, we some people might be familiar with the court case against Air last month, where they were fined €7,500 on foot of a prosecution by ComReg. And that was in relation to complaints not being handled properly. And they're not the only ones, I should add. I mean, there's lots of companies out there who know that maybe they could be doing a better job when it comes to handling customer service and customer service experience for their so-called loyal customer. It's an area, Sean, that vastly needs to be improved. And you mentioned online, it's these chatbots that drive me crazy now, because if you are redirected to a website, and actually I will always try a website over trying a helpline for a company, because I know that I'm in for 20 minutes of torture if I do it that way. But you get a chatbot, you know, hi, I'm Bob. How can I help you today? And then you select, you get four different options and you select one, and then there's another three options. And that in itself goes on for about 10 minutes before it's like, well, you need to call this number. So you're back to square one.
And then they provide you with no information, and then end with, is there any other way I can help you today?
Yes.
And obviously you answered, but you haven't helped me at all today. And they don't seem to have an option for that one.
Exactly. And then they helpfully send you a survey. How would you rate your experience today? You know, do you really want me to be honest?
I'm asking this because somebody was telling me this story recently. The delivery companies here, is there an issue with that? Because, somebody was telling me a story that they had a delivery, but the delivery came from outside Ireland and it was one of those. It was something fragile and the person chucked it over a gate and then it was broken. And then they couldn't contact the delivery company in Ireland. The delivery company in Ireland kept, there was an email address. They wrote to the email address, but then they get a reply from England. But the reply from England was saying, well, did you post it? And if you didn't post it, then there's nothing we can do about it. You have to get onto the people who posted it, who will get on to whatever branch of the company they originally dealt with. So again, that sense of it's designed to make you give up.
Yeah, it is. It's like the loop of confusion. You know, once you enter, you're stuck in it. I mean, your consumer rights stipulate that you must have a good customer service offering on the table, that if something goes wrong with the delivery or a parcel you're receiving, that you can get through to a particular company. When you mentioned actually the survey that came out in the UK today in relation to the HM Revenue and Customs advisors and the long waiting time, a lot of that would also pertain to the likes of problems experienced as a result of Brexit and the UK suddenly being this third country and people purchasing there having issues buying in from the EU. So, you know, that particular helpline would be there to help deal with all of that as well. It would be wonderful if companies could actually make it easier for us, first of all, to complain. Or I suppose you could argue, actually, Sean, not to have to complain in the first instance.
Well, there is that. No, I mean, you know, and sometimes mistakes happen and it's not, you know, that's the human factor, I suppose. So we can't expect perfection from everyone. Would some of these companies argue that they have a staffing problem? They don't, because it always sounds like all you know, when you try to ring up a place, you always get this message as if like this is a totally unprecedented event where, you know, all the phone lines are busy, all the phone lines are busy every day.
Well, exactly. Yeah. And actually, that was something that was raised with me by some consumers last year and during the pandemic years when they had to try and get through to, say, the likes of Revenue or other public bodies and were being told that there were too many people waiting to get through. Therefore, didn't even have an option to hold and wait the 20 minutes or whatever it was. We've seen an awful lot of companies let people go in the recent past, and in bigger companies, quite often it's customer service numbers that get chopped, because there's usually a decent amount of those workers. But also, you know, people entering those jobs don't stay there that very long. So there's a huge turnover as well. So that requires an awful lot of training. And it's just like this loop of people coming in, being trained up, answering the phones, and then moving on to a different job or somewhere else within the company. So yeah, companies will argue that, you know, that they perhaps need more staff in these particular areas. But also in relation to that UK survey today, in relation to the waiting times for the revenue and customs, it was argued in that particular report that perhaps civil servants who were allowed work from home during the pandemic years are still working from home instead of being in the office there to answer calls.
Yes. Yeah. You'd wonder, is that the same for many companies here as well?
Yeah.
Siobhan, thanks a million for talking to us today. That's the consumer journalist, Siobhan Maguire there. Lots of you have similar experiences. Tried to ring on post. I was cut off twice. On the recording, they suggested a chat box or WhatsApp as a faster response. I eventually got through to a human after about 30 minutes who was helpful. So, well, that's kind of, at least that ended okay in the end in that sense. Tried to rear Aer Lingus recently because they booked a flight twice by mistake. It's illegal to be in a flight manifesto two times. So I wanted to get it fixed as soon as possible. 2 hours I was waiting on the phone just to get an operator. Took 2 weeks to sort it out. Someone else says, what about when you wait on hold and your call gets dropped after an hour or so? Has happened to me loads. Oh, God, yes, that's happened to me too. That's the worst. Whilst listening to you each afternoon, I can tell you Irish Revenue don't answer the phone after 1:30. It's a hangover from COVID, says Owen. Andrew says my smartphone charger died after just 4 weeks. Being expensive, I tried to change it, but after weeks of chats and phone calls to the manufacturer, still haven't got a refund, repeatedly passed from UK to Ireland and back and forth. It's very frustrating. Yeah, it's amazing. You think, you know, business, they're all supposed to be streamlined and getting things done, but the amount of bureaucracy that suddenly appears as soon as something goes wrong is quite astonishing. As a primary school teacher in the country, I can never get to talk to someone in the Department of Education. Where you'd think, you know, that would be part of their jobs, talking to teachers. Why are more and more places reducing their phone operators when every survey will tell you that any business where you can speak to someone on the phone is more appealing to customers? Yes, you'd think so. For anyone who rings Sky, we've got a few texters in about Sky, press 8, wait for a few seconds and press 9. And it brings you to customer care. Good hack. Hope that works. Amanda says, in relation to your hold conversation, it took me over 5 hours yesterday to cancel my Sky subscription via chatbot. Only option to communicate. And in the meantime, 5 minutes to sign up to another provider online. I'll have no doubt have the same issue when signing out of the new contract in 12 months when the price doubles again. Yeah, when I cancelled my Sky subscription, I actually had to talk to a guy, and the guy took the attitude like I was just about to embark on a life of drugs and crime. And he was trying to talk me out of this really crazy decision I was making, not to give him a huge amount of money every month.
Moncrief. Weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.